Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, June 13th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Billion-dollar breaks, Energy Fuels Inc. and MedTech EEFR. Elect's board names Bruce Hansen as new chair. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium and rare earth elements, announced the election of Bruce D. Hansen as the new chair of the board. Hansen, with over 40 years of mining experience, succeeds J. Birks Bovaird, who will remain on the board. CEO Mark S. Chalmers praised both leaders for their contributions. Energy Fuels focuses on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes, operating in the U.S. and internationally. For more information, visit Energy Fuels website at www.energyfuels.com. Sunny Greece grapples with solar energy oversupply. An oversupply of solar energy in Greece has experts concerned as the country aims to achieve 82% renewable energy by the end of the decade. Solar Bank Corp is one company capitalizing on this opportunity, specializing in manufacturing solar systems and energy storage solutions. The situation in Greece highlights market opportunities for companies like Solar Bank Corp as countries grapple with oversupply issues. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides insights and information on the renewable energy sector. To stay updated, visit greenenergystocks.com for more information. America First News expands global coverage with new bureau in Greenland. America First News, the premier voice for U.S. economic freedom and global opportunity, is expanding its global coverage with a new bureau in Greenland. This addition reaffirms AFN's dedication to on-the-ground reporting and economic storytelling through an American perspective. The Greenland Bureau will feature monthly stories on the region's resources, economic potential, and strategic importance. AFN aims to explore how increased U.S.-Greenland cooperation could benefit the Greenlandic people through investment and long-term partnerships. The Bureau will focus on Greenland's rare earth minerals, renewable energy, and its evolving role in Arctic geopolitics. The first feature from the Greenland Bureau is set to launch in September 2025, shedding light on opportunities for prosperity and self-determination in the region.
93% of Birmingham, England residents won't reduce waste despite ongoing bin strikes. A recent poll conducted by Bin It Bags revealed that 93% of Birmingham residents are unwilling to reduce waste production despite ongoing bin strikes in the city. This highlights a significant reluctance among residents to change their waste disposal habits in the face of external challenges. Charlie Harding from Bin It Bags emphasized the need to bridge the gap between awareness of sustainable waste practices and actual implementation. Bin It Bags remains committed to promoting sustainability through eco-friendly initiatives, including the production of 100% recycled bin bags and support for local litter picking groups like Litterwatch. By collaborating with organizations like Litterwatch, Bin It Bags aims to foster a culture of environmental responsibility and collective action in the community. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.